Albert Martin found himself a woman, Debbie Bowling, just a couple miles away. You could say they hit it off, not just a matter of convenience. No, it was love, and Albert said he knew the first time he saw Debbie's face. And Debbie and Albert went and got married. It took about a year. Circuit preacher done the job. They spent a couple nights camping, a little time alone. And it was love, Albert said he knew, the first time he saw Debbie's face. Albert spent his days building a cabin on his daddy's farm. Debbie spent her nights teaching Albert's family how to read. She learned him the Bible, true religion. Put away their heathen gods, French popery. That's what she called Henry's Catholicism. It's popery. And they were baptized in the creed. Circuit preacher done the job. And it was love, Albert said he knew, the first time he saw Debbie's face. Debbie and Albert waited till the end of the war. It took them 5 years before they had a child. He came out wily, forehead curly, black hair. They named him Albert Jr., they just called him Curly. And in a year he had a brother named Tom. And Debbie never figured out what went wrong with Curly and Tom. They raised him on the farm, planting and plowing, hoeing and weeding, put a switch to their behinds. Debbie taught him how to read, she learned him the Bible, baptized him in the creek. Circuit preacher didn't mind doing the job, but it never seemed to take for Curly and Tom. Whiskey and women, gambling and cheating, cussing and fighting, skipping out on chores. A grief to their mama, a shame to their daddy. Too big for whooping, prayers unanswered. And Debbie never figured out what went wrong with Curly and Tom. And at the general store, cheating at cards, Curly pulled a gun. He shot Eldridge Walker. The bullet didn't kill him, so Tom struck him with a blade from a plow. And Eldridge bled to death right there on the floor. And Debbie and Albert, they left with the boys in the middle of the night. They fled to Colorado. Them boys never changed, never worked an honest day. And Debbie always wondered, sometimes she blamed herself. But she never figured out what went wrong with Curly and Tom.